In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is in our midst. We have now entered the period of Advent, and it's just 5 short weeks to Christmas. Sorry if I made anyone's heart jump with that statement. We speak in common parlance of getting ready for Christmas. Get ready. And at some point in the weeks ahead, someone seeking to make conversation will ask you if you're ready. Are you ready for Christmas? And likewise, you will feel at some point in December that, ready or not, here it comes. For some, it's a time to revel in the season. But for many, it means a checklist of decorations and gift buying and food preparations, which demands our attention and invites us to stress. And it's a challenge to beat that checklist to the finish line. And somewhere in all that, we try to bear in mind that it was originally about a church feast day of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, the birth of God in the flesh. Our short parable this morning is about readiness. It's a get ready parable. It's the man who builds bigger barns for his earthly goods. He is preparing by doing so for the remainder of his life, for his future security, so he can rest easy. At which point the Lord interjects his own commentary as the voice of God to say to the man, "Hey, fool, you're leaving. And for that, you have not prepared. And for that, your earthly goods are no preparation." It's like if tomorrow you are taking a trip to Europe, say, or to the Philippines, you would not be found sitting around watching TV. You'd be busy getting ready because you're leaving. The holy elder Paisias, echoing the Lord, asks the question of our life, what are we doing? Aren't we leaving? Aren't we leaving? Just as we would ask ourselves with some urgency, what are we doing? Isn't Christmas coming? Christianity, brothers and sisters, fundamental Christianity is a get-ready faith. It's get ready for the next life, because we're leaving here one day. Father Alexander Schmemann wrote that sophisticated modern man may be weary of the simple affirmations of paradise in hell in the next life that Christianity teaches. But modern man, like the man putting all his earthly energy in an earthly life, will be leaving someday also. Father Schmemann continues. He says that there's one fundamental reality about our life which does not change with time or progress. He says, and that is a human being standing before God and finding that life is communion with God, knowledge of Him, faith in Him, that we are created literally for God. My real life is in God and in heaven. I was created for eternity. And he says, without this affirmation, nothing has meaning. Nothing has meaning. He says, we do not deny that men need justice and they need bread. But before everything else, they need God. Father Schmemann wrote this in a pamphlet on the mission of Orthodoxy. And he stated there that no matter how much modern Western Christianity becomes more and more a man-centered humanism, that Orthodoxy must remain faithful to its God-centeredness, to its orientation towards the transcendent, the eternal, the divine. He added that orthodoxy will lose its salt if each one of us does not strive, first of all, for his personal faith and for this hunger for salvation, redemption, and deification. Christianity begins only, he said, when we take seriously the words of Christ, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you." The man with the barns, was adding his things without seeking the kingdom of God, doing exactly the opposite of what he needed to do. He was preparing only for this life. And the Lord knows, he knows us, he knows how we think, and he tries to reorient our thoughts towards heaven with a sharp, instructive parable like this. St. Athanasius the Great chimes in. He says, "A person who lives as if he were to die every day, given that our life is uncertain, by definition, if a person lives as if he will die every day, he will not sin, for good fear extinguishes most of the disorder of our appetites, whereas he who thinks he has a long life ahead of him will easily let himself be dominated by pleasures." We are invited by the church to fast now, even though we hate it, and it's a terrible imposition on us. Not just for Christmas, it is given to us, but because we have an immortal soul being prepared for eternity, being prepared to face God, someday, and perhaps someday sooner than we think. Perhaps that day is nearer than we realize. St. John of Kronstadt said, "Our days are numbered. Every stroke of the clock reminds us to seek him who created time and himself stands above the measure of time. That is God. He alone is able to pluck us out from the ravaging torrent of time. Every stroke of the clock tells us, be watchful, be watchful, be watchful. You now have 1 hour less until you must cross the threshold into life after death, which knows neither days nor hours." St. John says, "Do not be seduced by the momentary sweetness of sin, which vanishes like a dream, leaving the soul empty, ailing, and anguishing. It steals away precious time and ruins it forever. Do not waste time in useless occupations or idleness," says St. John. Someone asked the elder Paisius, "Yet unto what precisely is the meaning of this life?" The elder said, "What is it? It is to be prepared for our homeland, to be prepared for heaven, for paradise." He said, "The most important thing is for man to grasp this most profound meaning of life, which is the salvation of the soul. When man believes in God and in the future life, then he understands the vanity of this present life and prepares his passport for the other life." He says, "We forget that all of us will leave this life. None of us are going to put down roots here. On the contrary, it is meant for us to be tested and to pass over into the future eternal life." He says, "Our goal here must be to prepare ourselves, to get ready, so we can depart with our conscience at ease when God calls us close to him." I heard this week, an old Negro spiritual, "I want to be ready." It says, it's real simple, the words. "I want to be ready, Lord, ready to put on my long white robe. I would not be a sinner. I'll tell you the reason why. Because if my Lord should call on me, Lord, I wouldn't be ready to die. I want to be ready, Lord, ready to put on my long white robe. Precious is the sight of the Lord, in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints, we read in the Holy Scripture. And we honor the saints and celebrate them on the day when? Of their death. On the day of their departure from this life, we honor them and remember that day in their lives as a day of triumph, a day of victory, a day of being rewarded for their labors, of entering into rest, of receiving their long white robe and their crowns of victory. Both Elder Paisius and Father Schmemann echo the same sentiment that people who do not consider heaven and hell and the meaning of life begin to be in hell already because they misuse the life that they are given, and life becomes a torment of the ego. Finally, brothers and sisters, does the focus on eternity and the next life mean we have to be without joy and happiness in the present? Not at all. Not at all. Again, the Elder Paisius, he said, when man places himself in the realm of real life, he enjoys everything. He rejoices in living, and he rejoices in dying. Not because he is tired of living, but because he will die and go to Christ. He rejoices because he can see that this life is temporary while the other is eternal. He's not tired of life. He's not tired of life, but he thinks, what are we doing? Aren't we leaving? And he prepares himself for there because he understands that this is his destiny, the meaning of life. And finally, St. Nikolai of Serbia, he said, our Creator already rules at the beginning and at the end of our lives. Why not allow him to rule our entire lives from start to end? He is the master of birth and death. May he rule over all the time between our birth and death. And may we be ready for the latter. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to Jesus Christ.
Glory to Christ.